Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Bookworm Trio and our analysis on the book Into the Wild by John Krakauer. I am Mariana Tabares and I'm here with my co-host
Mia Perdomo,
Charlie Sotero.
And this podcast would focus on the logical format that the book is displayed in by John Krakauer and also the logic behind Chris McCandless and his actions.
So I think in chapter 8 and 9, they're the best examples of logic in this book. And in these chapters, Krakauer tries to convince readers that McCandless isn't crazy or arrogant or lost in the wild.
Yeah.
And during these chapters, he implements some of the characters that affect his life, like Jean Rosalini, Joan Waterman, and Carl McGunn. And then chapter 9 focuses on Everett Ruiz. During these chapters, he attempts to establish similarities between McCandless and the four men, and I think these are one of the best examples because the arguments are presented in a very logical format with supporting evidence, and they do quite a bit to change the opinion of McCandless and not make him seem so narcissistic. On top of that, in the end of chapter 9, Krakauer describes some Irish monks that sought out lonely places so much that they left Iceland for Greenland. Because some Norwegians showed up and they thought it had become too crowded, but in actuality, the land was nearly uninhabited. And he writes, quote unquote, "Reading of these monks, one cannot help thinking of Everett Ruiz and Chris McCandless." But he implies that there's some similarity between Ruiz and McCandless and the Papar. But instead of making a specific connection, he just says, "One cannot help thinking of." That doesn't really make sense, and the argument is essentially flawed because he doesn't actually provide a specific reason for that connection.
Yeah, I also feel like that I agree with that point of view, but I feel like throughout the entire book, he like goes in order from when Chris left his house from, well, it starts off with him being in school and all of that until when he left, then as he made his way to Alaska. So I think in that sense it's logical, but in some points, yeah, he could like jump back and forth like you said. But specifically in chapter 17, John Krakauer, I feel like he tries to make more logic towards Chris's actions. Like, for example, he tries to explain it by comparing it to like teenagers and saying how it, quote unquote, "It is hardly unusual for a young man to be drawn to pursue considered reckless by his elders. Engaging in risky behavior is a rite of passage in our culture, no less than in most others. Danger has always held a certain allure." And he makes that connection to teenagers, like explaining that that's why teenagers drink too much or drive too fast and how they're too take too many drugs and this and that. And he connects that to McCandless by saying that in his fashion, he merely took risk-taking to its logical extreme. And I feel like he does that throughout to remain the unbiased that he tries to like give to the reader. So then in that way, we could make our own like perception of Chris instead of being like towards only one side of the story. But I feel like that makes it like more logical so we could like be knowledgeable of why Chris did certain things. And that way, we are open to judge him as either arrogant or really adventurous, I feel.
Yeah, I also agree that the author let you form your own opinion and try to help the readers understand why he wasn't necessarily just arrogant, which many people had previously believed. For instance, in chapter 18, he describes the note that Chris had left where he finally signed his authentic name, not just Alexander Supertramp, which he explains that is a sign that Chris had finally taken seriously his situation. And many Alaskans had wondered why, since he was in danger, he didn't set a fire to alert people. John Krakauer explains that when he went to the site himself, there weren't many planes flying overhead. And additionally, like, he would have had to created a really big fire to have been noticed. And he explains that that would have gone against his morals of keeping the wilderness like a safe environment.
Yeah, so he sets it up as in like the point, evidence, and explain has like how we have been taught. And that's all for today. This is the Bookworm Trio. Thank you for listening. Sponsored by the AP English class. and hope to see you guys soon.